The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
It's not looking good for Roy Moore again today. Senate Republicans really don't want to get him elected, and neither do at least five women now. Yesterday, Beverly Young Nelson announced at a news conference that Moore attacked her in his car when she was 16 and he was 30. Nelson said Moore offered to drive her home one night after she was waitressing on her shift and it was over. Her boyfriend didn't show up, so he said, "I'll take you home." She said they got into the car and he drove her to the back of the restaurant where he locked the doors and then he groped her. He tried to take her skirt off, grabbed her neck, and tried to force her head toward his crotch. She said, "I thought he was going to rape me." After she struggled against his advances, she said that he dumped her out of the car in the parking lot and sped away. She also said that Moore told her that he was the district attorney and she was just a child and no one will ever believe you if she tried to report the incident. Moore says this is all a witch hunt, but even if one of the allegations against him is even partially true, everybody in Washington is saying he should drop out of the race and check into therapy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the woman and now wants Moore to drop out. Now Republicans are brainstorming ways to kick Moore out even if he wins in Alabama's special Senate election on December 12th. One option would be for Republicans to allow him to be seated in the U.S., the Senate, and then expel him. Some are even considering a write-in candidate. That seems unrealistic this close to the election. But then again, no Democrat has ever won a Senate seat from Alabama in 25 years, so it may not be so far-fetched. This Alabama Senate election is a microcosm of America's current social and political quagmire. The flood of sexual assault and harassment accusations against powerful men and the willingness of voters on the right and the left to overlook serious character problems in candidates in order to win. Some things are more important than winning. Will America rediscover them?
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which you're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Inexpensive and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.